But I'm going to speak to Avril Lehmann, psychologist and director of the White Water Group, because I know, Avril, you've just got a couple of minutes left with us, and thanks for hanging on. Morning.
Good morning. I absolutely agree with you. Women are conditioned to be nice girls, to work for A stars. So they get into work, they work twice as hard, and it's the biggest mistake they make because they're then safe pair of hands. Nobody wants to promote them because they don't know who will take over all that work. So we've done research on this for, well, over 10 years, a couple of books. We know what it takes for women to succeed, and they work in hard enough already. But it is that finding, not male ways of doing things, because it wouldn't suit them, but consistently putting themselves forward, being seen, building their confidence. And we are making a difference with women. But I was saying earlier that my first big speech ever was for the Glasgow Herald Bicentennial. And I was on stage with women arguing for 50% representation in business and politics. That was 1983. You know, we are not moving on. We're not moving fast enough. And that is because of deep-seated beliefs like the last one we just had. Men move jobs every couple of years, irrespective. They don't have loyalty. Women, stupidly, stay loyal and then are punished for the fact that, well, they might have babies, and many of them won't. And, you know, so we need to handle the whole thing differently.
Yeah. But well, just on the family thing, and sorry to interrupt, Avril, but and I wish I could. I saw this just the other day. No, not at all. But I saw this the other day, just on that point about family, and it was a graph that represented, you know, the concerns that women have about what their career will do when they have children, and you know, the gap was absolutely dark, you know, as to where their careers went, you know, if they hadn't had children, if they had, and the guy's chart, there was no difference.
Absolutely, and this is because of the generation of men who are making the decisions. Their wives didn't do this, whereas, you know, my own daughter and son-in-law, they took 6 months each. They've got a fabulously wonderful little child, very well grounded, because they both have really interesting jobs, and it's an equal partnership. And that's something we need to be talking about. And, you know, taking time out in that way is a small, small part of a career when you might be working till you're 70-odd. So it's a red herring, but it tells us about unconscious bias, where there are still some very old-fashioned beliefs lurking. Mm. Political correctness makes people wary of saying them out loud, so we don't get to challenge them. And this is the trick, that if women are confident and talk openly about themselves, they're often judged as not being feminine, which,
so
I don't know that we want to be anymore.
If your belief is that it's not innate, that this is conditioning, we had an earlier text in who was, you know, making a contrast with the culture in Scandinavian countries, which, you know, I've heard of, but I'm not personally very familiar with. But so is it essentially cultural, do you think?
Yes, it's cultural. The conditioning starts when you look at babies' books before they even have words in them. They are still sometimes giving this kind of shadowy male figure and, you know, nurturing female figure. And that whole piece about we need women so that they do the emotional intelligence. No, we need to release men from some of the strictures that have made them incapable of being empathic. So this is something that saves the men as well, because I think, as you said, not all men are great at doing it the macho way either. And I've had men saying that when I've been in a big corporate field, you know, help us, because we're not that swaggering man. It doesn't suit us others. So I think a positive, modern, good for us way of living would be to fish from all the talent pools to get everybody's potential used fine. And that's what will build a great economy, is where you are treating talent and finding potential, and you're not stuck in these old-fashioned stereotypes.
Yeah, I must have said, a personal view, if I'm allowed to have a personal view on this, I would say that I agree with you on this. I think the danger of this discussion is that it becomes antagonistic, that if you say women have to work harder, the inference is that guys are getting an easy ride, which is going to get anyone's back up. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it? When actually what we should be about is creating a society that's better for all of us, and that you describe of your, is it your daughter and son-in-law? You know, where he is also getting the benefit of having, you know, a less sort of rat-racy, macho, high-performance kind of life. Yeah, it is a shame that
I can tell you, he had to be pretty macho to get a maternity leave, paternity leave. Look, you have to be quite strong-willed as a man to say, no, I am taking this, because you're met with disbelief by male colleagues.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But that would be a more positive future where we value both and we play to strength. But we stop women being, you know, stuck on working hard to get sort of straight A's when they reach the world of work. You just don't get them.
No.
That way.
Yeah. Avril, lovely to speak to you. I wish we could have you for longer, but I know your time is short.